hot, hot, hot weather for the next couple of days. First up today in Adelaide, moving to Melbourne tomorrow, and then Sydney for Sunday. Well, tomorrow's going to be hot too, but certainly Sunday, the big day, 45 degrees, they're saying, for Penrith. We thought we'd catch up with Andrew Reedy-Reed from Bondi, Bondi Rescue, the TV show. Bondi Lifeguard, how are you, Reedy?
G'day, Warren. Happy New Year, mate.
And to you as well. What's it been like at the beach today, hey?
Mate, it's not too bad, actually. We've got we don't have much swell, which is great, which is making a nice, easy day for us. A little bit to do on the beach, but otherwise not much in the water because there's no waves, and if we've got no waves, we've got no rips.
Now, I'm talking to you about rips. That's the reason why I wanted to have this chat, because there's been a couple of stories, again, unfortunately we have these too often, about people being caught in rips and so forth. So what's the tip about what to do in a rip?
Oh, look, mate, I guess the number one tip is to not panic. The biggest mistake people make is they panic and they just try and swim straight back to shore as hard as they can, and that's where you're going to get tired and that's where you're going to end up in trouble. I just recommend people just relax, float on their back. Obviously, try not to get stuck in the rip in the first place, but yeah, you know, just relax, float on your back, and 9 times out of 10, the rip will sort of take you out and sort of move you onto the bank. If you do want to try and get out of it yourself and you do want to try and swim, don't try and swim directly back to shore. Other people have the idea that you sort of swim parallel to the beach.
Yep.
My tip is just swim towards the breaking waves, because that's where the sandbank usually is, and that's where you can stand up.
See, that's the thing, though. If you don't know about beach etiquette, you don't know about how the flow of the water works at a beach, I guess people panic as if the thing's going to carry them to New Zealand, you see?
Yeah, exactly right, and it's not. I mean, rips can go a fair way away. It depends on how big the swell is, but 9 times out of 10, and we watch it every day here at Bondi, people on bodyboards with no flippers, and they just float around in the rip, and they go out in the rip, and then they come back in on the bank. So that's why I guess the number one thing to do is not panic.
Yep.
Don't stress out, and obviously raise your hand, try and get someone's attention, and obviously try and get some help. But if there's no one around and you really need to try and get out of it yourself, like I said before, swim towards the breaking waves.
Okay. So, I mean, the whole beach flow is the water comes in on the waves and the rip is just the water going back out again, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So basically the water comes in with the waves and it breaks on a sandbank. And suddenly it's all that water, that extra water's got to find its level. So it creates a current usually around the side of that bank. There's usually a rip on either side of the sandbank or in the corner of the beach. And so all that is that's just that water just moving back out to sea. And then it'll usually just funnel back around and come in on the bank. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the tips there. How have the crowds been behaved in the last week or so? I caught up with you around Christmas time, not since.
Yeah, no, mate, they've been good, actually. It's been great. We've been really lucky because we haven't had a lot of swell. But as you mentioned before, we're in for a hot weekend, so I dare say the lifeguard. I'm lucky; I've got the weekend off. It's my last day today, which is great. But I think my fellow lifeguards will be pretty busy over the weekend, and Sunday is the day. But I'm hearing we're due for a late southerly change about 4 o'clock. So hopefully the boys get a bit of a reprieve.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hot in the west. Not that you have to worry about the beach in Penrith, do you?
No, you don't. But obviously, you know, there are other water parks and stuff out there, and you know, you still need to be safe in the water no matter what.
Okay, good on you, Reedy. Appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, Warren.